With almost 1.5 million votes cast, unofficial results show Assistant Attorney General Joanne Kloppenburg squeaked by to victory with a 200-vote margin over incumbent Justice David Prosser. Kevin Kennedy says that could change next week when county canvass boards officially certify the results. Once that's done, whether or not the final result changes, it's almost inevitable that one of the candidates will ask for a recount.
I was looking for something to do for the next month. I guess we have it. This is a very human-driven process. Expect mistakes. Our goal is to make sure that the participants in the process, the voters, the candidates, are comfortable with the results. Like it or not, not everybody can win this election. Half of the people are going to lose.
During a recount, observers for both candidates as well as the press can watch as election officials review the ballots and raise questions about a wide range of issues concerning faulty or illegal ballots. Kennedy says absentee ballots are likely to be a target for challenges.
We see a lot of mistakes. Poll workers may process a ballot where the carry envelope wasn't witnessed or signed. And these are the kind of things that the lawyers have a lot of fun with.
But Kennedy doesn't expect that legal fun to lead to a long, drawn-out court battle like the 2008 U.S. Senate race in Minnesota between Al Franken and Norm Coleman. He says Wisconsin allows for only one judicial review process, while Minnesota has two. But he says it's still possible this election could end up before the state Supreme Court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.